You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm. Today on our show, we've got Anthony Epps. Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. So Anthony is one of my favorite wholesalers, and he's in my same market. He's in Atlanta. Anthony, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Actually got into the business back in 2008. I came from a sales background and was just looking for an opportunity to really be self-independent, kind of build my own path and hopefully make a lot of money doing it. And that's when I discovered real estate and got into the business looking at, doing short sales, and wholesaling was pretty much my main entrance into the business. And, just been loving it ever since. You know, got my first check in 2009 and haven't looked back.
I didn't realize you and I've done some business probably back in 2009, probably right when you first got started.
The first deal you bought for me was a short sale I negotiated. Yep.
Okay.
And, that English Valley property was I think that might have been my second short sale deal.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
I was helping break you in. I had no idea.
Yep. That's right.
And so what sort of volume are you doing now?
We're doing right now just with myself and the help of one other, probably 25, 30 deals a year.
Okay.
For the past three, four years. Mm-hmm. But we're really looking at, I definitely, just based on our projections this year, looking to double that.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those are all of those wholesale deals?
Yes.
Okay. So everything you're doing to wholesale, not a whole lot of buying and fixing and flipping yourself. You're leaving
not
that
right
up.
Now. Like that's the plan for this year, to incorporate some private lenders. Mm-hmm. Just talking with a few individuals who obviously know I'm in the business and know that we find good deals, to help them put some of their money into play, and now to start doing some rehabs, because I do come across them. I mean, some of these houses, I'm like, man, I wish I could just keep this one and work with a partner and or lender and
sure,
and fix and rehab it and sell it,
Absolutely. Well, I think you and I need to talk then after the show, because we're doing some private lending ourselves, so that'd be
okay. Cool deal.
Marriage there. So let's talk about. I know wholesaling, is typically characterized by the $5,000 to $10,000 pops, but occasionally you're going to come across just a sweetheart deal that you're able to build in a pretty good margin.
Yes.
What would you say is your best deal ever? Kind of how did it go down? Give us some of the background on it.
I would say the very best, as far as the largest wholesale spread, actually came in August of 2013. Mm-hmm. And it was a 28 unit apartment that we wholesaled to an investor. It was here in Atlanta. And I want to say we bought it for $112,000 and sold it for $158,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
$112,000 for 28 units? My goodness. What is that per door?
Yeah, it was
$4,000
totally
a door.
It was pretty much all vacant except for maybe like a 2, 3, 4 units.
Okay.
But it really needed a full rehab mm-hmm. for the other vacant units. But it was a good deal for them, definitely, because they saw the value in it, even at that price, definitely. So but yeah, it came from one of my commercial brokers who, I bought some deals from. And yeah, so that one was a pretty good, actually I had bought another unit or 8 unit from them as well. And so that one, and we made about, I think I want to say 16-17 grand on that one.
Man, interesting. Okay, so
yeah.
Walk me through the mechanics of that deal. You've got a broker out there looking for apartment buildings for you. And was this something
yeah.
that was like on LoopNet or somewhere like that?
Actually, it wasn't. They actually get listings. And it was just one of those things where I'll tell you how we met each other, was that they sent me some I guess they pulled a list of people who bought, you know, multifamily in a certain zip code. And that's how I came up, you know, because I was untitled because I, you know, obviously double closed on a property. Mm-hmm. Sent me some flyers of some listings that they had at the time. And I think about 4 or 5 months down the line, that's when I actually, you know, contacted them and, you know, they let me know that, hey, we have, you know, some of these other properties. And it was so it wasn't on LoopNet.
Interesting. So
it wasn't even on MLS. Nope.
Mm-mm. Wow. Interesting.
Yep. So I went under contract. I was like, you know, there's no way they're going to take this low price. Cause I think they were even asking, what were they asking for that property? Like 175, I want to say, somewhere up there.
Okay.
And I just offered 112. I just looked at it from a per door cost and the fact that it needed, you know, full rehab. And I offered, in the low 100s. And lo and behold, the seller was that motivated just to get out of it because he was a doctor. So obviously it wasn't his business. And to be in real estate, mm-hmm. he bought a property. He just happened to buy a property and never really did anything with it. And so, he was just motivated to sell it. It had a water bill, past due water bill on it of some sort. And, you know, so he only netted maybe like 60 grand, I want to say around there.
Oh, gosh.
At the end of the day. And, you know, we had our due diligence in there. We marketed the property, you know, bandit signs, obviously through our email list. And I think we did sell this property the 8-unit we sold, the one I just told you before, this one, the 8-unit we sold about a month prior to this one. So the buyer who bought that 8-unit actually referred me to the buyer who bought this 28 unit.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so that worked out. So, you know, obviously she made a nice finder's fee on it.
Well, I'm sure she did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, I love absentee owners on the, you know, on the residential side, but this was sort of like an absentee owner, somebody that really didn't even belong in the business, disgruntled landlord on the commercial side. What an interesting play there. Was he out of state?
Oh yeah, I love commercial because I promise you, if I can get, we just have a lot of buyers who are looking for, who would buy that type of product. And I probably sold about five apartments, you know, in the last, say, couple of years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting niche because there's probably not a lot of wholesalers playing in the commercial space.
So, that's right. That's right.
You know, there's not a lot of competition there. Very interesting. So at the end of the day, you sold the thing for $158, mm-hmm. contract for $112, and you never, I'm assuming you didn't buy it. Did you assign your contract?
We didn't do I actually did a double close on that one.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
But still, you were playing with the bank's money. You never actually.
Yes, right. Yeah, never had to touch. So basically I use a transactional funder on a lot of our deals when we're doing a back-to-back closing.
Okay.
I'll use either a private individual or I'll use a institutional, you know, I use Lima One.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
I use them on a handful of deals for transactional funding. And they're very good. I can get them a hug. I can let them know that I can call Rankin up and say, hey, Rankin, I got a deal closing in 3 days. Can you fund it? And as long as I got them the HUDs and they know, you know, what's needed to be paid, they can pull the trigger and get it done. So that's always a good thing to have.
And I think that's maybe a good quick aside. Let's talk about transactional funding real quick.
Okay.
The purpose of transactional funding is when you've got a property under contract and you've got a buyer in place that wants to buy it, you know, for the higher amount, and you basically need that money for one day, just long enough to buy it and sell it all in the same day.
That's right.
And what is a typical transactional funder charge? What do their fees look like?
Typically, it can range from a point and a half to 3 points, you know, depending on the relationship you have with that lender. I know Lima One, they charge 1.75%, but they do have a minimum, which is $1,500. So once you get over $90,000, then I think the 1.75% will kick in. But anything under $90,000 that you need to borrow from them is, you're going to pay $1,500
minimum
to borrow that. So as long as you know your spread is going to be, you know, you know, be able to account. Now, if you're only going to make $2,000 or $3,000, then yeah, that's going to eat up half of your profit.
Well, then it gets real tough then.
Right, right. So yeah. You either got to renegotiate or try to get it, you know, with the seller or try to get a higher price or something, you know, something to help accommodate for that. But
right, right. But you got a nice $46,000 spread. You can make
4.75%.
That's
right. Cool. Exactly. You do that all day.
I tell you, that is the quintessential wholesale deal where you're able to, man, you get a large building, 46 in the middle, even if you got to bring a transactional funder in. I mean, to me,
I was definitely happy and elated about that. You know, it was, you know, we got, you know, and obviously with earnest money, you know, we get, you know, we got $5,000 non-refundable earnest deposit, you know, once we met the buyer at the property and they looked at it. So it's, you know, it was a good sweet deal.
And start to finish. So you put in a contract, and then how many days to the closing table when you're getting paid?
I want to say we from contract to close, it had to be, I would say right around maybe 30 days.
Okay.
I can't imagine if it was much more longer than that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. 30 days, folks. I mean, that is how you do a wholesale deal. You lock it up. You find yourself a buyer.
You
actually really take ownership of the property, and you clear $46,000. Not bad.
That's right.
Anthony, so how can our folks find you? Now, you're wholesaling in Atlanta.
Yes.
Now, I don't want your name out there too much because I like doing business with you. I don't have to compete for these deals. I'm just kidding. So where can these folks find you on the internet?
Our website is gwgproperties.com.
Okay.
We're also on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, and that is TWISM789. So that's T as in Tom, W I S as in Sam, M as in Mary, 789. That's our YouTube channel. So we're, you know, we have, you know, a bevy of squeeze pages and marketing websites that we have out there, but you know, definitely to get directly in contact with us, those two are probably the main two.
I'll make sure that we put those up in the show notes as well. Your website, GWG Properties, as well as your YouTube channel, if any of you want to get in contact with Anthony or get on his list for future properties. Anthony, thanks so much for being on the show with us.
Thanks so much, Ken, for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, bud.
Hey, Deal Farm Podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm Podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do 5 simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number 1, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number 2, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number 3, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number 4, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number 5, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all 5 of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.